Anything you have to ask? Anything about Baba?
Every time I have a question, it's asking. Every time I think of a question, I read it, or you say it, I get the answer. So I never have to ask a question.
Good. It's wonderful. What a blessing that Baba has given her. Eh? This reminds me of a nice little humor of Baba. You know, when Baba used to go out for his tours to give darshan to people, to the masses, people were there by thousands, tens of thousands. And of course, that was not the opportunity for anybody to get closer to him or to be just asking anything. You know, a momentary glimpse or just being in his presence, a little touch here, there, that's all. How are you? All right. How are you? Fine. Yeah. And finish. It's just split second. You have seen in the films also. It's like that. But then when he would come to the place where he was supposed to be housed for that day, then there would be also the poor person who were close to that family. So naturally they would be given the privilege to be with him. There would be about 100, 200 people like that. So there they would come, and a person would approach Baba and say, Baba, I want to ask you something. And Baba would, of course, say, all right, so what is it? He would ask something and Baba would give a reply. Seeing that person, there will be another woman would be coming, another teenager would be coming, another. So then Baba said, this is not proper. So what you should do, Baba said this. He called one of his disciples who was near. I don't know whether you heard the name of Pukar. He was a huge person. Have you seen in the film, Baba is sitting on his back?
We saw him last night.
Pukar, yeah. So, he had a big coat, a big person, had a big pocket and all that. So Baba calls him and says, stand here. And Baba tells the public there, says, look, anybody, whosoever has a question, write down, and he has a big pocket. He'll collect all that. And when I return to Ahmednagar, Mehrazad, then when I get time, I'll reply to your question. Put your name, put your question, put your this. This is not the time for it. So they felt satisfied. So naturally, we used to see, I was there, I would observe, time and again, leaving Baba, they would go and put something and give, he'll put it in the pocket. And again somebody will go and somebody will do something. And they are all the time around Pukar, you see. Cut the story short, we are going from one place to another. At every place, this is being told, informed to the public. We return to this place. We are dead tired. After a month or so, or 2 months, we are back here. 2-3 days pass by. And then we are around Baba here, inside this hall. And Baba tells Pukar, he says, come on, bring your post bag. We'll have to see to that now. He says, which bag? What post bag is that? I don't understand. He says, well, didn't I tell those people to give you slips with questions that are to be there? Where are those slips and what has happened? He says, I don't have a single one. He says, well, didn't they give you? He said, yeah, they gave me, but after some time they'll come and take the slip back. Why? Because the question was answered. So when he returned, there was not a single slip there in his pocket. At every place it would be like that. So you remind me of that. You see, you are that blessed one, eh?